Melody Hobson is president of Ariel Investments, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Let's tell the truth about Thanksgiving sales. Hello, Melody Hobson.
Hello, Skip. How are you?
I am doing great, and it's good to be back with you. And we know the holiday shopping season's about to officially kick off, and I'm told you're here with us today to dispel some myths about the big sales that start this Thursday. Am I right?
That's right. So we know that this week it really kicks into gear. We will start the Christmas March, and it's really obviously around the shopping. And the big question is, especially around Black Friday, which is on this Friday, you know, it's the day after Thanksgiving, and Cyber Monday, which is next Monday. You know, are these deals worth it? Are the best deals online or in the store? You know, there are just a lot of prevailing questions, and a lot of research has been done lately on this subject matter, studying years and years of sales now.
And Melody, I've always wanted to know, are these actual sales or are they just big promotional scams?
Well, interesting. I wouldn't use the word scam. I really wouldn't. I would say that that one of the big premises that I have to tell you I also have believed for years was that Black Friday was called Black Friday because that was when retailers start to go into black in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And so they discount inventory to get rid of it. That actually is no longer really true. What we're finding is while most shoppers assume the deals are a result of too much inventory, the prices are actually set with the discounts built in. The Wall Street Journal did a story where they just basically studied the deals, the average discount, and while they found that the number of deals has gone up and the average discount has risen significantly since 2009, the profit margins haven't changed, meaning that this isn't this excess inventory that they're going into the black. The other thing that they found, the big doorbuster items,
right,
they're often really rare. That's why you see the people, you know, fighting at the door to get there. Mm-hmm. They really are designed to get you in the store, to the door. USA Today did a story when they said that for every 300 people in line for one of the big items, the store inside might carry only as few as six of those items.
Oh, okay.
So they really are to get those first people in. That's why the first people, you know, work really hard to be in line.
And there's the old switcheroo, too?
I wouldn't say switcheroo. I just think that there are a few of those items, and there are other things that they're obviously hoping you'll buy,
right,
and those other things may not be discounted as much.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say switcheroo. I mean, they are, you're still going to see the biggest items that are sold are electronics. You're going to see a lot of televisions and the like. So that will not change.
Okay, well, you got me straight then. I know the sales are not scams.
And Black Friday started like two Fridays ago.
Well, that's the other big thing. There's been this big push to move the Christmas holiday season, mm-hmm, shopping season up. I mean, some people used to joke it started after Halloween,
right,
not Thanksgiving. But that seems to have settled in. You know, in some ways, we've had some, like Walmart, you know, starting to talk about Black Friday in September. But we've seen retailers really rethink that move to push sales earlier and earlier because I think they realize it cannibalizes the real Christmas experience and ultimately hurts them. So that earlier and earlier phenomenon that we found has settled down. And you even see that with you know, the conversations about which stores are open even when. You know, there was a backlash to those stores that were opening on Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm,
yet some stores have continued to do it. And then some say it's really moot because you can shop from your computer and at any time. So you're seeing that e-commerce and the brick-and-mortar approach, they're using them both in tandem.
Okay, well, I don't want to stand in line for hours trying to get one of the 4K TVs, so where should we look for the good deals this year then?
Well, I think you look, you know, the thing is the deals are going to be everywhere. It all depends on what you want, and this is really where if you do the research, you end up with the best opportunity. So, for example, Walmart opens its online Black Friday sales at midnight the night before Thanksgiving, but it only opens its stores at 6 p.m., as an example, on Thanksgiving. So these are things that you just have to do the research. It's a case-by-case basis, no blanket answer.
As always, thank you for joining us this morning, Melody Hobson. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Same